coming up on episode number 445. Death Cab for Cutie takes on The Cure, Sarah Bareilles takes on A-ha, and the Tiger Lilies take on Stephen Sondheim. How is this possible? Well, it's all request night, and that's what you're going to hear. All this, Tina, and trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Sunday night, it's April 6th, 2008. My name is Brian Amin. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, playing the stuff that you've asked me to play. Nothing more needs to be said about that. Let's kick things off with a guy named Johnny J. Blair. This was a request from David, who's from Denver. I love it. It's the perfect way to kick this show off. It's a cover of that traditional tune, My Bonnie. You know, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. This comes from an album last year called Grateful by Johnny J. Blair. Here's My Bonnie.
Hello, Brian. Hello, everyone in Coverville. This is Lawrence calling from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, phoning in a special request for my daughter Gabrielle's first birthday on April 5th. One of her favorite pieces of music at the moment is the Stephen Sondheim classic, Send in the Clowns, as you can hear her favorite music box playing in the background. I was wondering, Brian, if you could find a really nice version of this you could play, make my daughter's first birthday an extra special one.
Well, happy birthday, Bree. Going out to you, Lawrence. I had a tough decision here between like the Peter Criss version or the Grace Jones version. I got to thank Liza over at Copyright for turning me on to this one. It's Send in the Clowns by the Tiger Lilies from their album Circus Songs. This is going out to Bree on her first birthday.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, and one who can't move. Well, where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Don't you love us? My fault, I fear. I thought that you wanted what I wanted. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Making my entrance with unusual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Going out to Bree on her first birthday, and Lauren's for suggesting or looking for a request of Send in the Clowns. That is the Tiger Lilies, an experimental rock trio from London. Martin Jacques, drummer Adrian Huge, and double bass player Adrian Stout, and their unusual blend of opera, gypsy music, and opera and gypsy music there, and accordion. That's Send in the Clowns from their album Circus Songs. Before that, you heard Johnny J. Blair and his cover of My Bonnie from the 2007 album Grateful, and that's going out to David from Denver. All right. So Coverville today, excuse me, Coverville today is brought to you by Audible, audible.com. And as we've been doing, I've been taking listener recommendations for audiobooks since I just can't keep up with audiobooks. I'm too busy doing the dang show. So I've been taking listener recommendations and giving them a prize for their efforts of putting together a review. If you want to submit a recommendation, please do. Just make sure you put in the subject line Audible and then the name of the book you're reviewing, and make sure to include your address, and I will send you a prize for your hard work. Today's comes from Bill. And looking at the last page, Bill doesn't say where he's from, but his suggestion is Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything. And that's a good, I've actually read some Bill Bryson, so this is a great recommendation. He says, this book is great whether you're a science geek or not really into science at all. He talks his way through, well, through nearly every major discovery in human history, or at least that's how it seems, and his style makes it really enjoyable, even if you aren't terribly into science or history. I guess I could compare it to the Connection series, but I'd say this book is made a good deal more enjoyable by Bill Bryson's style and wit. So once again, it's Bill Bryson, A Short History of Nearly Everything. And who knows, maybe that could be your very free, your free download from audible.com. Just go to coverville.com. There's a banner at the very top of the page. Click that banner. You'll be taken to Audible where you can sign up for a free account. Get a free book to start you off. See what you think of listening to the audiobook format. It shouldn't be much of a stretch. If you're listening to a podcast right now, you've already jumped over the major hurdle. And listening to recorded audio. Take that book, enjoy it. It's yours to keep whether you stay with Audible or not. And of course, they do hope you stay. Check them out. At the very top of Coverville, there's that banner. Click it, and we'll take care of the rest. That's audible.com. Let's get to a request from Gavin from Champaign, Illinois. He recently saw the movie The Bank Job, and was asking about a cover that plays, I believe, during the end credits. It's a version of Barrett Strong's Money. That's What I Want. Of course, the Beatles had a version of that. The Flying Lizards had a very famous version of that. The version from the movie is by The Stories, and it hasn't been released on an album, but I did get in touch with the band's publicist, and they were happy for me to air the track. So, unreleased. The only other place you're going to hear this is at the end of the movie, so enjoy it. It's The Stories with their cover of Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want.
My name is Steph, and I consider myself to be quite the avid Coverville fan. That being said, I was hoping you would play a request for me. My husband Arthur and I were married on April 7th of last year, And what we consider to be our song is also the song that we had our first dance to on our wedding day. That song is Love Song by The Cure. I have a personal collection of covers of Love Song, which includes a cover by Death Cab for Cutie, who happens to have been my favorite band for about the past 7 or 8 years. However, the only version I've ever been able to find of Death Cab's cover is quite grainy. If you were able to find a better quality of this track and play it sometime near our 1 year anniversary, I would be forever grateful. Keep up the great work, Brian. Thanks.
Out to Steph and Arthur, happy anniversary. That's Love Song by Death Cab for Cutie. The only reference I can find to an album is 2003-10-31 Variety Playhouse, meaning that it's a live cover, which it doesn't sound like a live cover to me, but maybe it is. Maybe it's just a fantastic recording of a live cover there. Death Cab for Cutie by request with their version of Love Song. Before that, The Stories with their version of Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want. That's going out to Gavin in Champaign, Illinois. Happy to play that one for you. And that's a fun cover. I mean, I haven't seen the movie The Bank Job, but it's rocking. What else can I say about it? It's definitely one of the more rocking covers of that song. All right, let's get to something that I don't usually do on the show, which is play well, I shouldn't say I don't usually do this. It's been a while since I've played an older cover song. This one comes from 1968 from Otis Redding's album, The Dock of the Bay. Noah wanted to hear this one. This is actually an old blues jazz standard called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And looking at the long list of performers who've covered it, it's just a huge list. The original was Jimmy Cox, but it's been covered by, you know, basically all the great jazz and blues standard performers. And it's a great cover, but Otis absolutely makes this his own. And of course, Otis is best known for his Sitting on the Dock of the Bay song. Of course, he was the original performer of Aretha Franklin's Respect, and that's one I played way back on Coverville episode 3, I believe, or episode 2. Who knows? It was way, way back there. This is Otis Redding with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire. People spending my money, honey, Lord, and I just didn't care at all. Taking my friends out, trying to have a good time. We drank that strong bootlegged liquor. Just as soon as my money got so low, I couldn't find my friend, Lord, and I just didn't have no place to go now, Lord. But if I ever get my hands on them green dollars again, yeah, I'm gonna hold on. Big eagle grin, Lord. I'm trying to tell y'all that nobody wants you. People, nobody wants you, no, when you down and now, that Lord. Because in your pocket, no, there is not one penny. Of them so-called friends, I'm trying to tell y'all that you haven't got any, but and just as soon as you get back on your feet again, people, I'm trying to tell you that here they come, telling you all that your long lost friend. Oh, nobody wants you, oh. Nobody wants you, no, no. Nobody wants you, no. Nobody needs you, okay. Nobody wants you when you're down and out, Lord. And nobody has a good thing about you, and nobody can tell you when to turn and when to go.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away, but I will come for your love, okay? Take on me. Take me on. Needless hurts to say I'm at odds and ends, but that's me stumbling away, finally learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me, take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. La da 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 da.
Sarah Bareilles there.
Thanks, guys.
Now, I played a minute ago, I played The Cure's Love Song. Sarah Bareilles actually right now has a hit song called Love Song, but it's totally a different song. Sarah Bareilles from her album Careful Confessions, which came out quite a while before the big album. It's doing well for her little voice. That's the name of the album, not talking about her little voice. That is Take On Me going out to Michael. And doing some checking around the internet, looks like it is pronounced Bareilles, although from her background you'd think it was pronounced Beret, but nope, Bareilles, and her cover of A-ha's Take On Me. Before that, Otis Redding, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, originally by Jimmy Cox. That one comes from his 1968 album, The Dock of the Bay, and it's going out to Noah, who wanted to hear that. Sarah Bareilles, by the way, is going out to Michael, who requested that one. And really quickly, I wanted to send out a thanks to James and Anna in Selah, Washington, for their very generous donation. Thank you very much for that. Well, it's Tina here for another Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So I think you remember last week or a week before, I described you as the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
A listener, Jeff, actually said that that you're more like the Kathy Lee to my Regis.
Oh my God, that's like an insult.
You don't care
that's
for Kathy
really
Lee.
Bad.
I don't think Jeff meant it as an insult at all.
Oh, I hope
no,
not.
No, I'm sure he didn't. It's, you know, it's more like the picking on each other style that I think they had back then.
Huh.
Maybe you're more the Kelly Ripa to my Regis. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I really hope that was not like an insult.
No, I'm sure it wasn't an insult.
Wow, okay.
He doesn't know that you don't like Kathy Lee Gifford.
How would he know? Who does?
Well, apparently people at the Today Show like her.
Yeah, that's just weird. Okay.
Well, I didn't mean
to. All right, I'll take it what it is.
Look at that. I freaked you out at the very beginning of Musically Challenged.
I know. Good job.
Well, I got this a week ago, but I was saving it to, like tell you about for Musically Challenged, but not the reaction that I was expecting. I mean, I know you don't like Kathy Lee, but I don't think that's what
was meant
what
by
was
that.
Meant.
Okay.
I don't think nobody knows how you feel about Kathy Lee.
Okay.
But you.
Well, and you.
And, well, I know.
Well, now everybody else knows. But.
Yes. All righty then. anything you want to say before we get into Musically Challenged?
No.
Okay. Well, Kathy Lee would say something. But
that's why we're so opposite.
All right. Gary sent this one in. He actually requested that I do it right around now. And so we're happy to do it. It's musically challenged. I don't know what the topic or the subject is, but let's get into it.
Did he want it this week or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent it in a few weeks ago, but he said specifically right around the beginning of April.
Wow. Okay.
So here we're at the beginning of April.
Okay.
Right. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
And hello, Tina.
Hello.
You're looking lovely tonight, as ever. This is Gary.
See, he likes you. He wouldn't call you Kathy Lee Gifford. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Me in Santa Rosa. And welcome to my very first attempt at a musically challenged. It's beautiful spring weather out here in wine country in California. And so I was inspired to try and come up with something that might be a little fun for you, and I hope not too difficult. We'll start out with some easy stuff and then work into the tougher things later on. The challenge is to listen to the following four snippets of songs and to identify the name of the song and the performer. These are going to be all covers, because they can't be the first recorded version of each song. But I don't know who the original artist was. Maybe that's something for you to figure out, Brian.
I was wondering.
But all I want you to do is tell me what these songs have in common after you've identified who does them and what the song title is.
By the way, I'm going to... I got some feedback from a listener, and I should have played the audio comment, but they were asking... For those listeners who maybe need a few extra seconds to guess the answer, I've been jumping in too quickly lately, so I will back off and not if I know the answer, which is rare anyway, I'll wait a few seconds before I jump in and say it.
Good idea.
So I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
Let's get started with the easy one first. Here we go.
Show me the way.
All right.
Oh boy.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That was the easy one.
Uh-uh.
That's what he said. He said that was,
yeah,
let's start with the easy
okay.
one.
Huh.
I know who the singer is. I know who the performer is.
Who?
And I should know who what the song is. That's that sounded like Jim Morrison from The Doors singing.
Oh.
Show me the way. Show me what lyric is that or what song is that lyric from? I'm writing down here.
Okay.
Show me the way. Okay, boy. I get the performer, but I don't think I'm going to get the song title from that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you got that. The only tricky part about that one may have been the title of the song.
Yeah.
But not important right now.
Okay.
Let's move on to another one that I'm sure you'll get within nanoseconds. Here we go.
Lies about it, just oozing life.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
no.
Tina.
Wait. Oh, wait. It's Bobby Darin.
Very good.
Okay.
You end the song?
I don't know. I'd have to hear it again. I don't know. What is it?
It's his most famous song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the the French.
No, you're thinking of Beyond the Sea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Mac the Knife.
Oh yeah, I love that song. Okay.
Sure you do. Yeah, you're not fooling me.
Well, the other one is quite famous as well.
Yes, I'm just doing
it right.
Out of time. All right.
Did you get that? I hope so. Let me warn you though that it's going to get a little tougher from here on out. Let's move on to song number 3.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach.
I don't know it.
I know the song. It's September Song. Is the name of the song, and God, the production absolutely sounds like Jeff Lynne, but I don't know if that was, maybe it was Jeff Lynne singing. Do you mind if I go back a few seconds?
Sure.
Here, let me go back a little further.
Let's move on to song number 3.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach.
There's parts of it that sound like George Harrison singing. Might be George Harrison.
Really?
Yeah. That's going to be my guess.
Okay.
I mean, when I was listening for that at the beginning, and it didn't sound like in the very beginning, but it evolved into sounding like George Harrison. All right.
Sorry for the abrupt cutoff there, but I dare not play that next word because it'll give away the title of the song.
Right.
And Brian, I know you have an excellent ear for vocal styles.
Yeah.
So I don't think the artist will bury you. Let's move on to song number 4.
You toss me your tips and look out at the ships, but I'm counting your heads while I make up the beds, 'cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. None of you will sleep here.
Wow.
Huh.
Okay, I can't place that one at all.
I mean, I think of Julie Andrews when I hear it.
I know, it did sound like Julie Andrews-esque, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I got nothing on that.
Me neither.
But the three songs we did get, or at least the two songs I know, Mack the Knife and September Song, I believe were written by Kurt Vale. And so I'm guessing that initial Doors song was also written by Kurt Vale, and that one definitely sounded like it was from, you know, Three Penny Opera or what was that, Johnny Depp, Barber of Fleet Street?
Sweeney Todd,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my guess as to the connection between all these.
Oh, so like Helena Bonham Carter,
that could have
maybe?
Been Helena Bonham Carter, okay. Absolutely. Did it sound new enough? It sounded like...
I don't know.
An older recording, but maybe you're right.
Maybe.
We'll say Helena Bonham Carter. Oh, very good.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. Did you get that? Or are you as baffled as I think you might be? Well, I hope you did well, and I hope you came up with the connection. But it's time to move on to the answers now. Here we go. Back to song number 1. This is, of course, Jim Morrison and The Doors from their first album, performing a song that's often referred to as Whiskey Bar, but the actual title is Alabama Song. Did you get it? I hope so. And I also hope...
Got half of it.
Half.
Song number 2 didn't give you any trouble at all. It's, of course, Mack the Knife. And the artist? Well, you show me an English policeman risking his life, and I'll show you a Bobby Darin.
Gonna be Mack the Knife. There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you?
Okay, moving on to song number 3. I threw a couple of hints at you here. One about the fact that a lyric that might give away the song title rhymes with December. Mm-hmm. And it is, in fact, September Song by one of the Wilburys, Jeff Lynne.
Oh, it was Jeff Lynne.
Oh, good, okay.
And you ain't got time.
Your original answer.
For the waiting game.
Well, I could tell it was Jeff Lynne production. Like, I mean, you can't mistake his sound because it's so lush. You know, it's out there, huh? But it's actually Jeff Lynne singing, not George Harrison.
When the days dwindle down.
Oh, there it sounds just like him.
To a precious few.
And that brings us to song number 4, which I think might have been the toughest of the lot for you guys.
Yeah.
The artist is Judy Collins, from an early great album of hers called In My Life. And the song, which tells a story of fantasy revenge, is Pirate Jenny.
And they're chaining up people and bringing them to me, asking me, kill them now or later? Asking me, kill them now or later?
Well, that's that.
Later.
I hope you did really well identifying all those songs and their performers. Did you get the big connection? The big connection is they're all written by the same man, Kurt Weill, a German theatrical composer, born in 1900, died in 1950.
What is it with our doorbell ringing every time we're doing a musical challenge?
Oh no!
Except the sad thing is, it's our son.
It is.
Who has other ways to get in the house. He's
exactly.
Just ringing the doorbell because he's lazy. He just wants to sit at the front door and get us to open it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll see if he rings a third time.
Okay.
The sun always rings twice.
These songs were all written for his stage plays with various lyricists. And all these performers found various ways to make his songs, written in the 30s and 40s and 50s, really speak to us. And that's what Coverville is all about. Great performances of other people's music. So, carry on the good work, Brian. Good night, Tina. And that concludes my very first and possibly last musically challenged.
Oh, no.
So long from Santa Rosa. This is Gary. I'll talk to you later.
Gary.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Gary.
Good night, Gary. Don't make it your last one. That was fantastic.
And I know, that was.
Again, some high production value there with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of music in the background. And
I could actually get one of them.
And you could get one of them, yes.
That helps. Throw me a bone.
You've been feeling very left out. Not left out, but just overwhelmed. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Intimidated by Musically Challenged lately.
It's been just too hard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if
you want to create one specifically designed to Tina, and I'm not saying make it easy or anything, I'm saying make it specifically designed to Tina, I will totally back off and let her answer all of them, like if you want to do one.
You always give me the chance to answer
I know,
first.
But let's say like an all 80s one or, you know, something along those lines. I know that's your forte is 80s music, so that'd be the one to do for you. So if you want to create a Musically Challenged, or if you want to make a request or have a question about the show or comment, email me, coverville@gmail.com, gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Tristan, here, slide on in. I'm going to give you a chance to talk on the microphone here. So get on up close with, you'll need to sit down. Just stand up there. Just stand up. We got to hurry, bud. So, what are you ringing the doorbell for, man? You can get in. You got to speak up a little bit.
The front door was locked?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got other ways to get in, though.
Did you leave the house through the front door?
No, I didn't. I pressed the ding dong button.
The doorbell?
Yeah.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah. So do you want to say anything to everybody out there listening? Hi or anything like that?
Hello, everybody.
There you go. There's Tristan saying hi. He keeps telling me he wants to be on the show, so I'm going to give him his chance right now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with an interview with Parthenon Huxley, pop singer extraordinaire. Came out of the cover album of all ELO songs a while back. I'm really excited to have him on the show. Mm-hmm. Going to find out what's coming up next for Parthenon Huxley. And then cover story on Thursday. We'll find out who that's going to be. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.